give me that again.
I'm joking. N6, CLX.
Well, good morning, Mike. Nice to see you. I'm just headed down to get my teeth polished up. What's, they know enamel left at my age, so they just are going to clean them. Which I probably don't need other than coffee stains. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing great, actually. I just had the same thing done. Now I'm headed over to the audiologist to see what they could do about this hearing problem.
I wish they had something to help my wife. She's got tinnitus or tinnitus, whatever you want to call it. And there's just doesn't seem to be any resolution to that. What's the problem with your ears?
Hearing loss plus tinnitus or tinnitus or whatever you want to call it.
At times, she says it gets so bad that it's hard to sleep. And I have it, but it's not anything like that. And as you get older, your ears degrade some naturally, I'm sure. But they got these hearing aids now, or a couple thousand bucks, and they have DSP technology and stuff like that. But she said she read somewhere the other day where they had some that actually helped that by, I think they said they injected white noise or pink noise or whatever. And I just won't randomly order, you know, we get hearing aid ads all the time. And I'm not going to go online and order from a company that I don't know anything about. And there's not a prior ear test before you get them. And also, like when we go to Costco's, they give you a hearing test, and then they also program them for you for the occluded areas of your hearing.
People are probably going to recommend. I'm not paying an outrageous amount of money for them right now. I was told by the boss to get out Friday, and so I left. And I'm going to stay left. I'm done.
What's your last transmission? You're in there good. I turned my radio down. I had some Escape music on there from Sirius. Well, I can highly recommend Costco's. I think Sam's does it also. Costco's got a great warranty. The first set we got were made by Siemens, which in my career, I've worked on Siemens technology for years, and they are top-notch, but they have since changed, but they are high-end. And it'll cost you twice that much to get them from a hearing doctor, at least. And there's really no difference in them. I've worked on those hearing booths, Mike, and they really only check your hearing up to 8,000 hertz. And some people can hear higher than that, but not very many. As you well know from hearing tests, those are pretty high-pitched, even at that. So there's really no difference in getting them from a hearing doctor and from getting them at a place like Costco. Their technicians are trained in the same thing, and it's not exactly high-end.
Well, it's just a band of frequencies. Where your ears don't work anymore, they've got to boost it or whatever, but still you find that amplification, filtering, and all that other junk. No matter what, if the signal's there, you can do something about it, but if you can't hear it, you can't hear it.
There's no repairing those little hairs that are on your eardrum. Once they're gone, they're gone. That's what I've told these kids before. I met one in Joplin, Missouri one time, and it had 168 dB on his windshield. And this was back in the old days. He was kind of a hippie-looking kid, but very nice and courteous. And I said, you can't tolerate 168 decibels in that little car. It was a little fastback. The whole back seat was speakers. They were embedded in plywood. And he said, why not? I said, well, you break the windshield with the sonic pressure. And he says, come with me. And we walked around in front of that car, and the windshield was cracked all the way down. I said, well, you're not going to hear your grandkids. Oh, I know it, but I like that rock music played at loud decibel levels. C'est la vie.
Yep, 1060 LX for that ID. Yep, that's it. In my case, I, as a young kid, teenager, preteen, I had lots of ear infections. It got really bad, and I think that did it to me. And then being around equipment my whole career, that did the rest.
The heck, 357 Magnum is going to be up around, I'm going to take an educated guess, around 130 decibels. Think of that at 168. I mean, you can break glass at that level. And they just don't care. They go to these loud rock concerts, and the louder they are, the better they are, and you can't tell them anything. I worked around very, very extremely large machine tools. If they break a tool mic, say on a tire mold or something big, and we did huge things up to 27 foot in diameter, that machine would start screaming at a level that was above the threshold of pain. I mean, 110, 120 dB. And it took them a while to get it shut down and put a new tool in. And like one of them was a 100-inch boring mill, and it was right next to our electric shop. And that happened pretty regularly. And they just didn't care. When the company come out with OSHA, in years after I'd been there, the union, all of them, they just raised cane. They did not want to wear those earplugs. And they said, well, you either wear them or we'll send you home. And then they tried to sideways, and you just don't get it. And now when I address one of my old friends, the first thing they say is, huh?
I've known I've had hearing loss ever since I was in my 20s, so it started early for me.
Ear problems. They used to call it strip pit ear. We swam in the old strip mines all the time, and we never wore any earplugs or anything like that. And we didn't go too deep. They'd usually not be over about 30 feet deep. And I made a wrong turn. Mike, I got to go back the other direction. That was stupid.
It happened.
Yeah, I can still make my appointment on time, I think. But I was on autopilot. I've been dealing with severe back pain and been talking to the hospital, getting an MRI scheduled and things like that. And so where did I head? But towards Greer Hospital. And now I've got to turn around because I'm going to the dentist.
Remember, pain in the mouth today, not pain in the back.
Let's see. Yeah, I got 8 minutes before I need to be there. I don't think she's going to go anywhere anyway. I don't like that sandblaster they put on your teeth anyways. It's salt, and they shoot your teeth with salt and clean the coffee stains off or whatever. And I don't like that at all. And then they take that dental pick and run under your gums. And I got super sensitive gums. Well, what are you doing today? Where are you headed and what you doing?
Just going to get my ears checked. And that's it. Then I'll go back to the house and get some things done.
Oh, I thought you was going out on some IT work or something.
No IT work here. That's not me. I was in sales, but I've hung that up.
What for a living?
Nothing.
With me, I'm retarded. Retired. Little boat. shoot. I couldn't if I wanted to, Mike. But, I see a lot of folks in Walmart that are worse off than I am, being greeters and things like that. God bless them. At least they're trying, and they probably have to work.
I was let go last Friday, and I'm staying gone. I'm done. I'm over this crap. I'm not even full retirement age, I guess you could say, but money is not the issue. It's just I'm trying to keep my sanity at the moment.
I can't remember now, Mike. I'm getting old. Was you in sales?
Correct. Yeah, industrial sales. And I'm just done with the old corporate environment. I'm just tired of being, you know, put myself out there for a corporation, and then they treat you like crap.
I've seen it both ways. My first job, I worked in sales at industrial electrical outlet and sold heavy duty coal mining equipment and stuff like that, and wiring devices, you know, like house wiring devices and stuff. But I worked at the counter, and I just worked there a year after I got out of service, and then I worked 32 years in a row as an electrician and electronic technician at a machine shop. And then I went to a printing plant and worked there a year and got laid off because of a efficiency expert come in and said, you had too many guys in maintenance. So they laid off 9 of us, all good technicians. And then they went to, let's see. I worked at a hospital my last year. Oh, I went to a wheel plant for 4 years. They sold it, and they moved it to Mexico, of course, and laid off 900 of us. After I'd been there 4 years, I wanted to retire there. And then that last year, I worked a year at a hospital, and that's where I seen the corporate stuff at. And I'll tell you, you live and you learn.
So I saw this one coming. They hired the guy that hired me retired. They hired a guy that's less than desirable, and he's been working towards getting rid of me. And I had words with him a year ago. I said, look, I don't need your job. You get what I'm saying? I don't need your job. So he finally chose to test it. Kind of funny, though, because I'm the only person there that had any product knowledge and only sales engineer. And all I got to say is not my circus, not my monkey anymore.
Best of luck, Mike. I'm sure you'll wind up with something good and hopefully better. Well, I've arrived at the dentist's office, so I'm 3 minutes early, so worked out all right, even though I had my head in my gluteus maximus back there and made a wrong turn. Talk to you later, Mike. N6CLX, N0TR.
Yeah, Tom. Have a good time with the dentist. I'll do the same here. So, audio. N6CLX, I'll be quick.